Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly's with us. We got a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to, fresh off. What time did you get in last night, by the way?
I got in yesterday probably about 6 o'clock,
okay.
6 p.m. It was, it's a California trip. It's draining.
It beats you up a little bit coming home,
doesn't
it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I watch Yellowstone or something like that, movie. On Paramount.
It's good.
I'm into it.
It was so good, it made me go out there.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Makes me interested.
I'm turning into a mountain guy. I'm going through some kind of change. I've been trying to talk the wife into going to the mountains.
I can see it.
Where's she talking you into going?
Right here.
Okay. You know, he's taking only premium airlines now, only the ones that grab your bag right outside the terminal.
Let me hear this one.
Frontier, they got a counter. In LAX.
Yeah?
It's just Miami, yeah.
Hey, Omar, I got a pet peeve before we start. Like, people that have a bad experience in fast food or an airline, that they decide...
To take it to social media?
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Absolutely.
Why? I mean, everybody
knows... What do you mean, why?
Because it gets an immediate response.
Because I believe you guys are trying to get a freebie back.
Yes. That's exactly what he's trying to do. He probably got Frontier gave him a $50 voucher or something. He's going to use it to go on vacation.
No. That service was the worst, even customer service.
Well, you think you're the only one going through it?
No. They destroyed my companion's bag. Like, literally destroyed it.
Companion.
Yeah. I mean, I went to Seattle with a companion.
I don't know.
You're the best.
Listen.
That's what you get for checking bags, though.
Here's my thing. Every airline destroys.
Like, what are you thinking?
When I booked Frontier, I honestly did not know they were the worst airline. I thought it had to be Spirit. I thought it had to be somebody else.
Don't worry, none of them are doing any advertisement on this show. Go ahead. Yeah. Let's go through the
Spirit, like yesterday, announced they're going bankrupt. Like, they're like toast.
Aren't they like partnering with JetBlue or something?
They were supposed to merge with Frontier, but it got shut down.
Yeah. Oh, with Frontier? Frontier needs the help.
I don't know. Your expectations
are not
reasonable.
Did they go bankrupt
to
protect themselves? No. My expectations are reasonable.
And I'm not.
I expect somebody at the counter.
I'm not taking shots at anybody, by the way. I don't mind doing this, but so to get to Sacramento, it's a difficult one. Although they have a direct flight now. But you can always go, and my son always tells me go to San Francisco and just fly to San Francisco and go up, which would be a lot easier and go a couple hours to get home. But I decide I want to get closer by just flying into Sacramento. Nice little airport. There's always something. American, United, and it's not always their fault. Like, planes don't show up or there's a problem
mechanical
with the plane.
Issue, yeah. And I'd rather you just get it right.
Or the pilots don't show up because they work too many. There's always something. So there's a bunch of delays. But I never, ever go, I got to get this out and make sure.
That's because you're not a big social media guy.
But you're pissed. I'm just as pissed off as you are about it. I'm sitting there, I'm at a grumpy old age.
I had a mechanical issue that caused a 3-hour delay coming home from Buffalo and JFK. You never heard a word about it. If you treat us right, and I think everything is fair, and you're treating the people right, I'm fine with it. Frontier, man, whoa. They don't have anybody
so
at the counter
you, why,
because
why
the people.
I could tell you. Let me tell you. You flew on that airline, and I know why you flew on that airline. You know why?
He saved money.
Because you saved money.
Absolutely, yeah.
What do you need someone at the counter for? You're the only person I know that goes to the airport has to deal with the people at the counter.
No, if the machine wasn't working, then there's nobody at the counter. The machine wasn't working, there's nobody at the counter because the counter people have to go work the flight. Then they come back. Like, who does that?
Well, if you pay
that?
More for your ticket, you'll get human interaction instead of interacting with the machine.
That's exactly what it is.
Omar, it's not just you, but a long time ago, there was a guy that worked here. And he went to a fast food restaurant, and it closed a little bit early on a holiday. It was supposed to stay open. Apparently, it closed, and they said it. So he comes on at the time and started ripping it, he and his guy. And I blasted him because what are you trying to get the guy fired or whatever? Yeah, yeah.
It was like Christmas, and they closed an hour early.
Yeah, the guy wanted to go home for Christmas. Yeah, that's understandable.
It was a big holiday, actually.
Christmas.
I remember this very well.
Really bothered me. I know it did.
You frequent that place.
I did. That was one of my favorite.
You were part of the
Dunkin'
family,
Donuts.
Yeah.
That was a $20 a morning Dunkin' Donut at the time when I was throwing down those bagels along with all that coffee. It was tough.
So they went on air. They went on Twitter. Yeah, it was ugly, man.
Yeah, but
it was
why?
Like, Let's get this guy canned on. Because
the guy's miserable about the did it was. He's just miserable guy with everything. Hey, let's get to the football stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to here.
Look at how riled up he is.
No, I had to get that off my chest.
By the way, all the texters know exactly who you're talking about.
Good. They should. He's a bad guy. Hey, so anyway, let's talk about that 23-15 win. So let me start because I've been getting killed. I got killed last week. Dave Hyde was in here and looked at me like it was the dumbest thing I've ever said. I said, if they win this game, out there they did, 23-15, the next two games, there's a chance that when they win these two games, there will be 5-6, and they'll either be in that seventh spot or a game out of that seventh playoff position and have a chance going forward. If they can go 9-8, I believe 9-8 is going to get you that final spot because Denver's not very good, and Cincinnati's got a brutal schedule. And by the way, you got to do a lot of winning. I'm counting. That's still a lot of winning, even with some of the teams you're playing kind of a lot of the weaker teams.
Yes.
So what do you think? Am I that far off?
No. They've been talking about it. The team talks about it all the time. They have not given up on the season. They looked at their schedule too. What they know is they have no more margin for error. They probably can only suffer one more loss.
You don't want to do it the next 2 weeks.
You definitely don't want to do it the next 2 weeks. They put themselves in an elimination game situation every single week. And maybe even if they go up to Green Bay and suffer a loss on Thanksgiving after winning the next two, they can still be in it. So the season still has relevance. This organization, this franchise, tell me the last time they've been out of it in December. I can't even remember that. Even in the Joe Philbin, the Adam Gase years, always in it in December. And I expect them to be in it in December now. Not 2019 was the last time they weren't in it in December.
So you look at this thing. I thought the first quarter of this last game was the best quarter of football they've had. They came out like 100 yards to like 0 yards. I think they had minus 2 yards the first quarter of the Rams. They couldn't get a first down. I mean, they were going backwards. But the defense, the best game by far they've played this year, considering everything, considering the Rams had their offensive line back. They had all those receivers back for a couple weeks. What'd you think?
Phenomenal job coaching by Weaver.
Oh, Weave was great.
Yeah, I mean, the third down.
How about mixing up those blitzes? And then goes zone in the end zone where he had all day. And it was, if you go back and look at it, especially late in the game, they went four-man rush, and they did such a good job of spreading out. And when a guy came in their area, it almost looked like everybody was double covered. Like the guy'd go one way, and the guy's looking at him, go the other way. It was some of the best zone coverage where they were evenly out in the end zone. It was just great the way he mixed it up.
It's funny.
They're listening to their coach.
They have struggled mightily in the red zone and struggled against the run. They've clamped up against the run, and they've gotten better in the red zone. And what's interesting is that they had taken a dip on third downs. They, at the beginning of the season, even when they didn't have Tua, they were the best third down defense in the NFL. And then they lost Sealer. They lost Cater.
Sealer and Javon back made a big difference.
Having Kane back made a big difference,
that's
too.
That's right. And I love the fact that he is putting guys in positions, including Chop, that can use their speed to make plays. Mm-hmm. I give Weaver a lot of credit. And Chop, by the way, who people have been all over, including my good friend, he's playing two best games by far, the last two games, with the pressures and stuff. He had another sack, except Javon's faster than he is, beat him to the sack.
Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. I didn't even know he was involved in that. Javon, I'm glad Javon is out there making plays and having an impact. You know, people are very critical about whether or not he could play, whether or not he should play. And I'm a pro, listen to your body with Javon, because, you know, if let's say Javon's sitting on an $8 million contract and he goes out there and he's playing on a bad knee, and then that knee gets worse and then it becomes a tear, then he's looking at a minimum salary contract. He's got to protect himself. And that's the situation that the organization put you in. But I'm glad he was out there. I'm glad he proved that he's healthy and that he can fight through this.
Well, he wants to put some good stuff on.
Yeah.
He wants sure everybody can play.
I mean, but more importantly, you want to stay healthy. You want to be healthy for free agency. That's the situation the team puts you in when they don't give you a new contract, Joe.
So I got to ask you about the offensive line. 4 weeks, we've been praising them, how good they were. But, boy, I'll tell you, first of all, Austin Jackson out now. Kendall Lamb
not out.
Done.
That's a surprise. Season. They must have got in there and realized that this was a tear.
A little worse. Yeah.
And then repaired it.
Right.
That's such a tragic blow, because I don't think they expected.
Is there any chance, besides Kendall Lamb playing at that right tackle, that your second round pick could get some playing time over there? They start getting him ready for that spot.
I think somebody's got to be ready for Teron to take a step back, because we know the history of Teron, and that's got to be Patrick Paul, and that's his job. He's exclusively a left tackle. Now, I know he's going to be groomed to be the right tackle backup. He got in there, played about two snaps, but they believe in Kendall Lamb. They believe Kendall is...
No, Kendall.
Yeah.
Kendall wasn't a problem on that thing. There was a little problem inside, though.
Yeah, no.
So just so I know... Robert Jones did not play well, which I picked up on right away with the pressure up the middle. But is he hurt? Was he hurt before?
He was hurt before. He was hurt. He's been playing with some injuries, and the knee injury, which is what.
That's right. He did go out earlier with the shoulder. I forgot.
Yeah,
right?
he's been bad. I know he's been battling the knee too. So this is something that, you know, when you go out there and you play with something, Joe, you know what happens when you go out there and you go play with something, and then it just continues to get worse and worse and worse.
So the other problem to that is Lester didn't play great either.
No.
So what do we do going forward? I mean,
Isaiah Wynn, baby. This is why you're here.
Is he close?
He was close. Mike said he's going to tell us today. Isaiah, there's no reason Isaiah's window cannot open today. You've got 3 weeks to practice, get yourself in condition, in shape. Isaiah, yes, he suffered a setback before training camp began, but...
This is
you're here because the team needs you now.
That position was directly affected to his play.
Yes.
By totally scrambling, either taking hits or everything. And, by the way, we got a lot more time, because I don't want to touch on Tua, because I do want to get, and our Tua stuff's there's a lot of different parts to the Tua stuff that didn't play as well this week as last week, but also, the O-line did not play as well. They couldn't run the ball, obviously. The
Rams had a phenomenal performance.
Had a great game plan.
Had a great game. Great game
plan. By the way,
plan,
took everything away on the outside. Took all those things that we've had great success with.
I just wish Fisk was here. Man, that would have been a phenomenal first-round pick.
They hit a home run on 1 and 2. Those Florida State guys look pretty damn good.
Yeah, hit a home run on Kitchens, too. I wish he was here. Well, a lot of good draft picks.
You're allowed to do that one because he's a backyard guy.
Yeah, Western High School. You shouldn't have missed on that. You should have seen that and said, hey, he got to be here.
There's a situation, as he's having a really good season out there. Everybody got caught up in his 40-yard dash, and he didn't.
A football player can play football, right, Joe?
I agree. There are certain positions where you don't. You look at tape and you don't get caught up in. So he's much better on the football field watching the tape, because that's what they tell me they watch. and then they got caught up in combine and workouts. And,
I don't care. I'm with you. I don't care.
Anyway, we got a lot more to get to. So we got so you know, we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about Chop. We're going to talk a little bit about Tyreek, the mystery of Tyreek Hill. And Tua. So we got a lot more stuff to get to here in this 8 o'clock hour. Right now, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. The great doctors and the great sports medicine program, they have put together one of the tops in the country. People ask me, where do the pros go, Joe? I know, you're like me. I want to go when I get hurt. And I know those guys that work on those professional teams and take care of the surgeries and take care of those guys every day. I want to see those same doctors just like you do. Enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. And they got a great program going on right now for Dade County High School football players that is allows them to go in, especially if they don't have insurance and stuff. I'm telling you, Baptist Health South Florida put together some great programs and helping our community, but I do want to let you know they put together, if you do need a surgery, some of the top specialists in the country together for the knee, anything with the knee, shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. Even doctors now, they're doing nothing but Achilles, knowing how to get you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most. That's the goal every day. And got some great facilities here in South Florida. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, the original. Also now at Hard Rock Stadium, right next to the practice facility. And 595 and Pine Island Implantation. We call that Dr. Swartzen territory out there. They got some good ones. A lot of those doctors go back and forth between Dade and Broward. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One goal, man. One goal every day. It's about getting you healthy so you can play the sports you love the most.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get you some weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 80 degrees and partly cloudy. Appears like no rain in the forecast there. Joe, back to you.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly's with us this morning as we continue on. Got a lot of stuff going on. Boy, a lot of topics that people are talking about with the Miami Dolphins. Let's start. I was just talking to you during the break with why can't we get everything that Tyreek was used for this game was behind basically the line of scrimmage, whether it was a pitch or a handoff or getting him out in a screen with blockers out in front. And so nothing down the field, although they did a better job with Waddle, who had some catches and had a big drop, by the way.
They had the touchdown to Tyreek. That was pretty big.
Yeah, but that was a 1 yard
I know,
on the line. Blocked down. By the way, great call. Having like he's blocking down and go back out. Great, great call.
Absolutely. I don't know. I think this is an issue about getting off press coverage. And
I
know.
You hit me with that just this guy, they're scared to death of him in bump and run.
Yes, they are.
They're scared to death because one, as I can name about eight guys last year that whiffed. And he runs by him.
Mm-hmm. But now you put a safety over top of him, he's neutralized. So bump, press him.
By the way, that's only one thing. You can run all those inside routes. And there's.
I agree with you. If you press him, okay, run a drag. I don't disagree with you.
Some form of slant inside or square in mm-hmm. sometimes mm-hmm. or whatever the names that you want to call it.
I mean, they're not really playing zone against Miami right now. And I think it's. It's thrown them a couple of curveballs that they haven't been able to adjust.
He's a great decoy. He's the biggest decoy in football right now.
Absolutely. No question. He draws a lot of attention, and that's why I knew he would play despite whatever he's got going on. And let's be real about this, fans. Tyreek's got a lot going on health-wise. He's not 100%. And Tyreek,
but everybody's got.
I know everybody. You're right. Everybody's got something, but he's 30 now, Joe, and
he's got a lot of wear and tear now. What we've used him, we put him through 3 years and 2 years with what he did.
Gave him that Ricky Williams treatment for 2 years.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Now, I don't know if anything's like Ricky. Yeah. Ricky had a lot of carry. Ricky thought he's back in Texas again with the carries he was getting.
Here's my thing. I think I'm not as obsessed about Tyreek as I am about Jalen Waddle. Jalen Waddle is being paid like a top 10 wide receiver in the league. He's making more than $20 million a year.
He's the number two receiver.
Is he?
Yeah.
Right now he's number four in receptions.
I understand that, but he is.
I mean, why does he have to be the number two receiver?
He's Tyreek's, because Tyreek's the highest paid cat.
Okay, yeah, and Jalen's not that far behind.
I understand that, but.
We got to get way more production out of. Yes, Tyreek is not having. Tyreek is on pace for his worst season ever in the NFL.
And by the way, Jalen, I'm with you. Jalen, although he did get some targets down the field, had a bad drop.
Yeah, no,
that's a perfect. That
was a perfect pass. We know that's what comes with Jalen, though. You're gonna get one.
Yes, no, you're right.
But he's got to be more of a factor in red zone. When's the last time you seen Jalen catch a deep ball? Does he even run it anymore?
They have not. I have not seen a takeoff.
Right. There's you now have with Malik Washington and Odell Beckham and River Craycraft and Jonnu Smith, you have more than enough weapons to do a lot of that underneath work. Okay, it's time for Jalen to run those big boy routes. Deep drags, comebacks, yeah. Outs.
Right.
And yes, he started hot.
By the way, Jonnu Smith, we got to stop complaining, anybody out there, about we're not getting enough out of the tight end position. He that was one of the great efforts, that 33-yard catch and run, mm-hmm. mostly run,
yeah,
bouncing off guys and almost scored. Got it set up the Tyreek touchdown late in that game. That's just, man, you can't go wrong. His run after catch is ridiculous.
Raheem Mostert gave you a nice run after catch. Now, let me ask you this question about
Raheem. That's a topic coming up next.
I mean, everybody, the fan base has been obsessed about Jalen Wright leapfrogging.
No, we'll get, but let's finish up with Jalen Waddle and Tyreek.
Okay, let's go.
So you think down the road, if we're really going to get back to, we didn't have a running game in this game, but we got to be able to get those guys more involved. Can they get to where they want without it?
I think they could get to where they want without it, but
those explosive plays sure make a difference.
They do make a difference, but Tua's making it work without the explosive plays, and the fear of the explosive plays is opening up for everybody else. Now, you want the big plays, and I do want the big plays as well.
I'm not saying every other play. This is not the Clayton Duper show.
But are we comfortable with a 75% completion Tua,
who yes.
throws yeah, the ball yeah, to?
No.
You know, I'm okay with it.
I thought Tua against Buffalo had one of his best games ever.
I think if I had to criticize what they are and what they've done based on what the Rams' performance, they got to get the run game going. You cannot survive without the rushing attack. That's what creates the balance. And teams are giving you the run right now. The Rams are the only team that took it away from you. If you can't consistently get the run game going, you are going to suffer some losses.
I don't think the O-line had a very good game. Do you
No,
agree?
They that was their worst performance okay. of the season. And I think a lot of it has to do with the caliber that the Rams were playing. Because I talked to Teron after the game. He was like, Verse, that kid is going to be a star in this
league. Yeah, no, they get after and they come out. Somebody yeah. forgot to tell them the rookies, the way those guys run around there. They got some young guys on that. They have hit on two big drafts, folks. If you're mm-hmm. not, if you just have some time trying to figure
It'd
out
be
how the
great
Rams
draft like the Rams.
Boy, you draft like that, not only in the draft, but the rookie free agents they picked up, they've had some really good success. All right, let's move over to Raheem Mostert here. No carries. I was surprised. But he did get – he was in a little bit as a pass receiver, had two catches for two mm-hmm. first
he
downs.
He was a third down back. And I like that role for him. Here's the thing.
Was this because of the fumbles he didn't get carries? Was there some
They're not going to say that it was, but Mike was the most critical of any player that I've ever seen him be in 3 years.
I know why. Because he's been with them, and they've been together long enough.
And he could take
their relationship, and he can take it.
Yeah. He said, basically, you keep putting the ball on the ground. We got two other backs that are real talented. And here's the thing. Here's the thing that I don't like. We criticize Mike McDaniel for being everybody's buddy, for taking care of everybody. And then when he comes out and he makes two very difficult decisions as a head coach.
Linebacker.
You bench the captain. That there are not a lot of coaches that will bench a captain in David Long. And the team has responded to it. And then also.
But they responded because, first of all, part of it's injury. The other part. Is Anthony Walker's really friggin' good?
No, I knew he was really good when he got here.
Well, so did everybody else. It wasn't like some new dude that just like popped up. Yeah. He's had starts. His only problem's been injury.
Yeah, okay. Well, for you to bench a captain and say, hey, this is what teams are doing. They're attacking you, and we have to take you off the field. And the team responded to it. And then not just that. But who has cost you two games with two fumbles? Raheem Mostert, your guy. And for you to kind of demote him, maybe it's just for one game. Maybe it's just practice base. Yeah.
I don't think it's long term. You're reading it the way I read it.
We always talk about Mike doesn't send messages to his players or there are no consequences to people's actions. Well, we've seen consequences to people's actions. And so now, you can't say, hey, there's Mr. Nice Guy. Mike McDaniel's Mr. Nice Guy. No, he's showing you this is a bottom line business, and I am doing the things that I need to do to get my team to respond the way that I need them to respond. And leads to a victory. Yeah. You know, a lot of people criticize him because they weren't giving Jalen Wright the lead role over Raheem.
Jalen got a few carries at the end of the game.
And didn't do much. I'm still a Raheem Mostert guy.
Just so you know, nobody did much against that
no,
front.
No, you're correct. But I
decide that.
But even you're right. That's fair. First, I take a victory lap on that. Nobody got anything done.
No.
Malik Washington was the
Malik.
And I gotta give him props too because
that's nice to see.
He had a horrible training camp. Like I was at the point where I was like, I don't even know if he belongs on the 53-man roster. Then he got injured. You know, slow start. Right now, he's the third best weapon. He's better than Odell Beckham, and he's learning. He's progressing. He's getting better. He's a primary punter.
I think it's the way they use him. They got a pretty good way of using him right now. I agree.
The speed. Did you any? There's nobody in the NFL who knew he had that speed. Like no, he didn't run that fast.
Everybody was at the combine and saw he could run. Come on.
What did he run? He didn't.
You may sound like he ran a 4.8 or something.
No. I got to figure out what he ran.
He ran my 40 or something.
Listen, that kid was getting up and going.
No, he was. By the way, he was well executed to start with. You had everybody going the other way.
River Craycraft out there blocking too, sealing it. I got to know what he runs 40 times.
Anyway, well, listen. While you're looking up,
4.47. 4.47.
Yeah,
that's like a 4.5, Joe.
By the way,
it's not in the threes. that was like Tyreek fast.
He was fast. He was moving. It's good. No, listen. It's good that get some other guys playing, and we got to go to break. But we do have more stuff with this football team to get to here. Chop Robinson. We're going to talk about Chop. Chop apparently hears all the criticism. And has made reference to whatever motivates him, though, man. Welcome to being a first-round pick. Congratulations. It's a big signing bonus. The bad news is if you don't live up to it right away, you hear about it. All right, we got more stuff to get to. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about a number one pick here in South Florida. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage, man. Really has no life. This guy's always working. 7 days a week. People ask me, why should I use Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage? I said, well, he can get you approved a lot faster than the banks. He works 7 days a week, so if you need to get a hold of him, he's working on Saturday and Sunday. Same days you're looking for that new home or trying to close on a new home. Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has been around for almost 35 years now. And I just want to tell you, whether you're a first-time home buyer, need the lowest rate, need to close quickly, whether you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, he's got a great program for you. I just, for so many different reasons, including the reverse mortgage for folks in my age group, 62 or older, you qualify for the reverse mortgage. And that's why so many people right now that have paid their homes off or almost paid but have a lot of equity in their homes are looking at the reverse mortgage, which allows them to get the equity out of the home, still have a place to live. It's a home run for a lot of people out there. Michael Kotze, just it's about getting you the lowest rates, getting you approved, and helping you get some of that equity out of your home. If that's what you're going through right now and really need it, call Michael Kotze. It's about unbelievable service every day, being knowledgeable, having great relationships to get things done. That's what he does. Call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender. And hey, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Boy, I'll tell you what, probably never see that again. Eric Spoelstra calls a timeout. He didn't have one. Technical free throw, you lose the game in overtime on a tie ball game. He said he forgot. Came as clean as can be. We're going to have that for you coming up.
Well, guess what? We almost forgot we had tickets to give away.
Well, let's do that. That's even better.
We got Heat and Bucks coming up November 26th. We'll take whoever can answer this question, 305-567-0560 is the number to call. You remember Jimmy Butler had a big playoff game against the Bucks? Career high?
Yeah.
How many points did he score in that game?
Well, people are going to look it up right now.
That's fine. I mean, we're going to take the calls right now. So
it was more than 30.
Yeah. Good job.
That was a real dumbass thing I just said.
Call a timeout on that.
Laughed at myself because it was so stupid. Anyway, we say good morning, everybody. Omar Kelly's with us here. Hey, let's talk about the chopper, man. The chopper.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, those guys hear everything, but he is...
Was he sensitive to the criticism?
No. It's good. Of course they're going to hear it. Because if they don't hear it directly, somebody's going to say something to them.
Yeah, their circle, yeah.
And by the way, I have, you know what I've been blown away with? How many family members listen to radio or people affiliated in their life?
You know what I'm blown away with, Joe? And this is something.
Your stuff, all the young people.
I'm not young anymore, Joe.
You do social media and they follow you.
Yeah, that's true. At the end of games, when you walk inside that locker room, do you know how many players are looking at their phone, seeing what was said about them?
I've been blown away by not only that, but people calling loved ones at halftime.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
That one got, I mean, that I remember, and it was a good friend of yours when that was happening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
And
no.
I was like, wow.
She coached him up.
And by the way, he's a really good player. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was me, like, honey, how much longer playing the way I'm playing do I have around here? I mean, but.
But you knew she drove the ship. She still drives the ship.
I see her. I see her out playing tennis.
Yeah.
She's a good athlete, by the way.
I'm going to her fight party. So, I'm.
Beautiful lady.
They. Halftime, yeah, they make calls, they check their phone. I'm like, I'm stunned. This generation, I mean, but this is this generation's athlete.
That phone, by the way, it's no different in my house. I can't tell you how many times I talk to every guy out there. How many times have you come home to catch a wife and two children or three children all on the phone at the same time,
sitting in the same room, not talking to each other? Yeah, absolutely. That's just.
And tell me I talk too much. Man, that's old school communication, man.
You are old school. Yeah, no, the phone has got a hold on our society.
That's why
everybody's
so awkward when they talk to each other.
Yep, nobody can go hang out and pick up people at the bar, you know.
We need to get back to that. So you got to start dating by going to the bars and going, hey, you're looking real nice.
Can I buy you a drink?
Can I buy you a drink and can I talk to you? Oh, no? Oh, you're seeing some? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there, sir.
On to the next.
Okay. Could you do that? Was that your thing?
Yeah, absolutely.
You did that. I saw you one night at a hotel bar. You were good.
No. I hold my own.
You were good at that. I was watching going,
I hold my own. I do all right. What was I doing? Yeah. Just last week, I was out with Marcel. Nice, beautiful looking woman.
Came up?
We were sitting next to her, and then we chatted her up and, you know, and had a conversation.
Go ahead, Woody.
But I thought to myself, like, this is California. I can't even waste my time. Like, it's too far.
Oh, okay.
Flight too long.
Are you seeing somebody right now, though? Sorry, if you don't mind me getting in your business.
No, Joe, I'm a free agent at the present moment.
Wow.
Could
you tell by that last comment that had a feel of like...
It ran its course. It's okay.
Are you okay? I could do this off there. Are you all right though?
I'm all right. I'm hanging in there, Joe. I need a period of alone time. That's what I need.
Ain't all bad, man.
Yeah, I just need.
Never great at it myself, but
focus. Yeah. Need to focus on myself. Need to focus. Need to get.
I didn't mean to go there. Hell, one minute we're talking about players and today's world.
Hey, man, this is the real world. People go through things.
Well, let's get through this. Let's talk about Chop, the pass rusher. He does look like he's playing a lot better. Or you're not drinking the Kool-Aid yet?
No. He was always getting pressures. He wasn't closing. And I think the work that he's doing with Bradley Chubb, the work that he's doing with Teron Armstead, and I see him and Teron out there every Thursday. Teron keeps him after practice. Teron practices on Thursday. Teron does not practice. Teron is on the veteran maintenance program, and it's turned out to work out for because Teron's having his best season of his career.
Nobody, I don't know about best ever, but best here. But I got to tell you, I had no problem with Teron.
Yeah.
That's a guy that, by the way, there's
Teron, Calais Campbell.
You give them all
Jordan Poyer. Yeah. They don't work today. They don't work on Wednesday. Right. They need an extra day for their body to recover. But then on Thursday, Teron is there after practice, and he's going over your pass sets. And if you've noticed, Chop goes wider now. Chop goes.
We did notice that.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's funny you said that. We did talk about that because that is such a threat for a guy because mm-hmm. they all know how fast he is off the ball. It's changed
Wider. They have to make sure their first step is wide.
But I got
to
tell you, he's not doing that because Teron told him to get wider. He's doing that because the coach tells those guys where to line up. That goes to his coach and that coaching staff.
Well, why weren't they doing it earlier in the season, though?
I don't think they really wanted to do it. They're trying to figure out ways where he can't get locked up and at least get the guy opened up where he's got it because he's been getting back inside.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm all for giving Teron credit on things that work and the threat of being outside. And Teron have seen them all. He's seen every kind of pass rusher, every kind of body, long arm, 6'6" guys to mm-hmm. short, squatty bodies.
And that's the thing that Chop talked about. He works with me and telling me what his responses are to the things that I'm doing.
Get.
Yeah,
it's better than a guy coaching you that's never done it. I'm not as a shot, but I'm saying a guy that's actually on the other side tell you, yeah, this gives me a problem right here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I do believe that that's made a difference because if it was just coaching, I mean, Anthony Weaver played that position. He played the exact position Chop Robinson's played. But I think when you're getting the responses from an offensive lineman and an elite technician like that, and I do this, you do that, and you get the counters, it helps you create a better game plan. And I think that's what we're seeing from Chop. I would love
to
see them
talking and walking a lot more confidence. Because this thing goes one of two ways at this time of the year.
Yeah,
high draft picks. You lose your confidence in your shot, which we've seen happen to other first-round picks.
Yes,
without
absolutely.
Without saying names that were pass rushers because they didn't have success to the point they got depressed and probably had to go seek help.
Seek help, yeah.
And I'm not exaggerating on this.
There's nothing wrong with seeking help, though.
No, I'm not. Hey, listen, man. I'm. Yeah, I'm aware. I know what you're talking about. But, or you go... Ooh, I'm starting to feel it a little
mm-hmm.
bit. I'm
starting
getting
to
closer. Because he started going, oh, I'm getting closer to getting some.
No, and it's not just the pass rushing. His edge setting has gotten better. He didn't start last week. He didn't start the Rams game, which I found a little bit interesting.
Matter.
I know it doesn't. But it's
that who starts the first outside of incentives doesn't matter.
You're right. I mean, Jalen Phillips heated up in the second half of the season in his rookie year, and you could definitely see Chop doing that, but he's also getting better against the run. Yeah. I would love to see them move him around more, but that would require them having an extra edge rusher. And maybe Quinton Bell, who got his first sack, can be that guy. who knows?
I don't know, he had a nice pass rush, nice move with it, and the whole deal. Like, you could tell he's been working on it, too. Hey, Omar, we got to go to break here because we got Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, NFL Network's going to join us coming up here. We're going to talk to him in just a few minutes. Man, we've all heard it. Men have to be strong. Men have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we need to be smart, especially if you're 45 years or older when things start to happen and you don't know about them. That's why I want to invite you this Saturday to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino and Ed Jovanovski. What a trio. At the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit, and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Dr. Swartzen, my man, is going to be one of them. Plus, you can enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come on and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life, and it'll save yours. It's go time. It's Zotime. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's this Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. Get out there 2.5 hours. Go out and say hello to the guys and learn more, man. Let's get healthier here and not find out something you can protect yourself from. It's at the Kaseya Center. That's, again, this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun. And go out and say hello to Alonzo, Dan, and Eddie.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.